I know. What does that say? I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live the life of favor. If you know you are walking in miracles and you are walking in power, I want you to die.
Greater Works 2020 comes to Germany. Join me from everywhere, any part of Europe, Belgium, you live in Holland, anywhere in Paris. Make your way down to Germany as we converge in Munich for 2 days of mind-blowing manifestation. There will be the release of the prophetic. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak.
On the 14th and 15th January 2020, by 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. GMT plus 1, at Backstage Concert Arena, Rignischstrasse 680639, Munich, Germany.
And above all, the sinners will be saved. Tell someone that Johnson Suleiman is coming to you. God bless you.
Otwaka chine kia ojima. Let me hear you. Otwaka chine kia ojima. I can hear you. Show me how great is your God. I want you to show me how great is your God. Can I see how your God is great? Can you demonstrate how great is your God? Hallelujah! Show me how great is your God.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Shout hallelujah to the Lord, yeah. I can't hear you. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Shout hallelujah to the Lord, yeah. Halle, halle, halle. Hallelujah to the Lord. Halle, halle, halle. I will enter his gate with singing. Hallelujah. I will enter his gate with singing, hallelujah.
Enter his gate with singing, hallelujah.
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 Say halle, halle, halle. Halle, halle. Say halle, halle, halle. Halle, halle. Say we say halle, halle, halle.
Halle, halle, halle.
Say we say halle, halle, halle.
Halle, halle,
halle. Say we say halle. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Let's take it one more time. You are the God who is and is to come. Let me hear you say,
Jesus.
One more time.
Jesus.
And in you I trust, my life is in your hand. Tell me,
Jesus,
you're the miracle working God. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are.
Adio,
at this time. No power, witchcraft power, cannot stand before my God. Offensive power, married power, cannot stand before my God. No one, no one can challenge my God. A river, Sudan. Oh, Kaka, walk your beyond. Take that stage, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. I'm just a vessel and not it more. When you're done, please say the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take that stage, Lord. Take that stage. Have your way. Have your way. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. And nothing more. Nothing more. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Somebody worship it. Somebody wave your hands to worship. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. I love God. He's turning things around. Our Lord God, God is turning things around in your life right now. Our Lord God is turning things around for your good. For your good. Somebody help me, sir. Our Lord God, God is turning things around.
It's turning things around.
All over Baba.
Amen. Can we just lift those hands and begin to worship God? Accept your beauty house, the pure, beautiful face. Me and the all of you, they go. Anywhere you lead me, I they go. Jesus, oh Lord, my life is for your glory, your glory. Everybody say, ah, hey, hey. Everybody say, she need to more, she need to more.
She need to more.
Now listen. Anywhere you leave me, I will go. For you are the way, the truth, and life. Jesus, hey.
You never let me not be.
Accept your beauty house, the beauty, the beauty face. Me out of all of you, the Lord.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Good to be in California. When I say that, you better value it. This place is... It's the end. God bless you, pastors. Let's give the pastors a big hand for coming. Listen, everyone who is here, please, I need you to place utmost value because it's not easy to come here. Yes, and I believe God that our gathering unto Him will produce results. Yes. And as we look up to heaven, testimonies will come. Yes. God bless everyone here. I just call the pastors because they deserve the right of first mention. Maybe as the program goes on, we'll call some other people. All right, break your Bible to Judges 12 and verse 3. Judges chapter 12 and verse 3. I would want us to read it together after the count of two. Judges 12, verse 3. I want us to read it together. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. After the count of three. Have you found it? Judges 12. Have you found it? Okay, after the count of three. One, two, go. And when I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord delivered them into my hand. Wherefore then are ye come up unto me this day to fight me? I'd like you to say to yourself, I am not useless. Please say that prophetically and make a declaration to yourself. There are three kinds of people on the face of the earth who go through different phases of their life. The first category of people like to blame people for what they go through. Anytime they go through certain challenge in life, they tend to blame someone for their pain. They tend to blame someone for whatever they go through. Some blame their parents. Some blame their spouse. I have a bad wife. If I had a good wife, my life would have been better. My husband is a terrible person. If I married a very good man, my life would have been other. I come from a broken home. If I was from a home that was united, my life would have been better than it is now. Then we have another category who blame the devil. The devil is the reason why I'm going through what I'm going through. There is a witch somewhere that doesn't like me. Someone is making incantations. Someone is using voodoo on me. Then the third category that blame God. Oh God, why? Why am I going through this? Nobody looks inward to check themselves on why they go through what they go through. We have humans are self-centered by nature. In John chapter 2 verse 24, the Bible says, and Jesus did not commit himself to men because he knew men. He did not commit himself to men. In Jeremiah 17 verse 9, he said, the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know the heart of man? In 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, John was speaking, he said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. We live in a world that's wicked. People don't look inwards when they go through challenges of life. Life! You see, I hear people say, make decisions. Make decisions. It's not enough to make decisions. Making decisions don't make a man. Implemented decisions are what produces results. When you make decisions that are not implemented, it is as good as not making decisions at all. Unimplemented decisions are indecisions. Unimplemented decisions, decisions that are not implemented, is a non-decision. Now Jephthah said, I looked around and nobody was willing to help. Listen to me, you are not a failure until you still have who you depend on. Nobody is willing to help. No one was ready to help me. I took my life in my hand. I took my life. Being a celebrity in life is on the platform of personal implemented decision. He said, I took my life in my hand. What does that tell me? If I make up my mind to succeed, hell can't stop me. Friends and foes can't stop me. If I make up my mind to succeed, nothing in life can stop me. Hear me, everyone under the sound of my voice. I've come to tell you something clear. As you make up your mind today, life will give you a push. Take your seat.
Take your seat.
In John chapter 9, if you read verse 35, they threw a man out of the temple. John chapter 9, you remember the man that was born blind, that Jesus opened his eyes. They threw him out of the temple. They casted him out. And when they casted him out, Jesus found him. And Jesus said something. Do you believe on, not in, on the Son of Man? Not in. On. Not in the Son of Man. On. How do I explain this? Okay. Can you see this?
What am I doing? Huh?
In. When he said, do you believe on the Son of Man? Do you lean? Do you rest? His eyes are open because he believed in. After the miracle, he has to believe on. So there is a believing in that brings a miracle. After the miracle, you've got to believe on. Now, if you study your Bible, in John chapter 9, if you read verse 25, 26, in verse 26, they ask him a question. The man was healed. And they ask, how were you healed? Did he touch your eyes? Be careful of people who want to know everything. People ask you questions. They want to know everything. Not because they want to learn, but because they want to investigate you. We have too many CIAs among Christians. We have too many security personnel in church who want to know how. Watch this. And the man replied to them in verse 27 of John 9. He said, why do you ask me? Do you want to become his disciple? Jesus said, I found. You see, nobody gets the point in life. He said, he found that nobody was willing to help him. He said he took his life in his hand. If you make up your mind to succeed, nothing stops you. He said, I saw nobody was willing to help me. I took, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, if you read from verse 19 to verse 22, the Bible says, in the whole of Israel, there was no sword. There was no smith. The only weapons they had to go down to the land of the Philistine to sharpen it. Imagine when your enemies sharpen your weapons. He said, there was no spear or sword except in the hand of Jonathan and Saul. The whole land. Now, I looked at the life of Jephthah. Jephthah said, even if everyone is against me, it's not enough to discourage me. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. I lost my marriage. That is not enough to fail. You say, my husband walked out of my life. That is not enough to fail. You say, you don't understand. I lost my mortgage. That is not enough to fail. You've got to make up your mind and say to yourself, this battle will not see my end. This challenge will not see my end. The troubles of my life, they are not the end of my life. Am I speaking to somebody here? A righteous man falleth 7 times, but yet he rises up again. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. For if I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, God will be my light. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Take your seat. I am not useless. Nobody wanted to help me. Everyone was against me. Everything turned the other way. He said, but how did he take his life in his hand? Number one, listen. If you check the background of Jephthah, whether you live in America, you are from Asia, you are from Haiti, you are from anywhere, every one of us has got a background.
We're all coming from somewhere. We all come from somewhere. We all come from somewhere. You know, Paul got to a point. If you read 1 Thessalonians 5:25, Paul said to the church, said, please pray for me. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. In 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1, he repeated it. Brethren, pray for me. In Hebrews 13:18, he begged them. He said, pray for us. In Colossians 4 verse 3, he repeated it, pray for us. In fact, in Romans 15 verse 30, he personalized it, pray for me. Not us now. Me. Because I did a study on Tarsus. Saul was from Tarsus. Nobody rises in Tarsus. Nobody. Number one, he broke a major yoke and became the first major lawyer, a learned man from Tarsus. Now in ministry there was a struggle. So we see the reason why he was being taken from prison to prison. As a matter of fact, when I did a study on the life of Christ itself, I discovered from cradle to grave, Christ was rejected. From cradle to grave, Christ was rejected. God, in 1 Samuel 15, if you read verse 2 and verse 8, God said to Saul, he said, you will see a man called Haggag. He said, tear him down, destroy him. Because Haggag was the king of the Amalekites. You know the Amalekites? You know the story about the Amalekites. God said, destroy the Amalekites from generation to generation. What happened then? When they walked out of Egypt, what they do, they had three sets of soldiers. They put the strongest soldier in the first role, the stronger in the next role, and the strongest, and after that they put the civilians, and after that they put the women, and behind they put the children. So if an enemy is coming, they kill the first set of soldiers, kill the stronger one, kill the strongest before they come for the male civilians and go for the women, then the children. But this time the children of Amalek came from behind. So we are the first victims. And that grieved God. So God said, destroy Amalek from generation to generation. But Saul refused to kill Haggag. Saul spared Haggag. So Haggag was spared. And if you study your Bible in Esther chapter 2 verse 5, you discover that Mordecai was from the tribe of Kish. And you study Esther chapter 3 verse 1, you discover that Haman was from the tribe of Haggag. So because the fathers refused to fight the battles waited for the children. Our fathers have eaten sour grapes, and now the children's teeth are set on edge. Listen to me, child of God. He had to handle the background, handle what confronted others before him. If in your family line no one ever rose up to a level, by the power of God, I see you rewriting history. I see you breaking record. If in your family line no one ever became great, I see you breaking record. I see you rewriting history where no one could get into in your family. I see you going beyond that level. What no one could become in your family, I see you becoming that thing where no one could ascend in your family. I see you ascending that level. I see you breaking records. I see you breaking records. I see you breaking records. You are 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 breaking records. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 9 to verse 10, you see, and Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren, for his mother called his name Jabez and said, I bear him in sorrow. I don't know how you were born, but I know records are breaking today. And if you read 1 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 55, Jabez became a city founder. An individual was blessed to a level that he founded his own city. There are people hearing the sound of my voice. God is about to make you an institution. I say you are about to become an institution. By the power of the blessing, you are about to become an institution. By the power of the blessing, you are about to break records. I see you stepping
levels. You are the first person in your family who will do what has not been done before. I am prophesying on you. You are the first in your family that would enter where no one has entered. If your amen is louder, you are the one I'm talking to.
Take your seat. Shada Bahaka. Sido Groshada. Sida.
He said, do you believe on
the Son of Man? And if you study from his one, you see this life, too many questions. Jesus was walking past, and the disciples asked him, excuse me, sir. Not what is wrong with him. Who sinned? You know, people believe you are going through something, you did something. Yes. Anytime you are going through something wrong, you must. It's not always the truth. Yes, you must have done something wrong. And some people go as far as say maybe in your for my life. Say maybe in your you must have done something wrong. There's something you did wrong. That's why things are the way they are. No. It's not always the truth. Sometimes some things just happen for God to glorify himself. Some things just happen. I am not used to if I can confront what stopped others down my family line. Everyone in this meeting today, God is taking you out of the number. Take your seat. The second thing Jephthah knew that made him stand out, Jephthah knew that the essence of rejection is self-discovery. The essence of rejection is self-discovery. Sometimes when people cast you out, in your days of being lonely, in your days of being all by yourself, you begin to discover certain qualities you never knew were there. Until they threw you out, there are some things you never knew you could do. Circumstances of life teach you tolerance, teach you patience. It begins to bet some virtues you never thought you had. Joseph had a dream, and he kept getting confused about that dream. He never knew how to interpret the dream that he had. But when he was cast into prison, the gift of interpretation that he never knew was there began to find expression. Sometimes too much comfort kills our potential. Extreme comfort kills our capacity. Extreme comfort kills our best. We don't get to the zenith and the apex of our life because we are too busy with people. We are too busy with friends. We are too busy with colleagues. So sometimes God will have to stretch you. He will allow certain things to happen so that certain qualities you never knew, certain things you never knew you had, there is a capacity that only comes out when you are stretched. There's a capacity inside of you that you only get to the zenith when you are stretched. Sometimes the troubles of our life, the challenges of our life, they come to bring out the potentials that are inherent in us. The reason we see challenges is to bring out potentials. The reason we see shakings is to expand our capacity. Am I speaking to somebody here? He said, when he has tried me, in Job 23 and verse 10, he knows the way that I take. For when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. If gold is your choice, then fire must be your passage. If gold is your choice, then furnace must be your training. Every time you go through a trial in your life, it's because there is a capacity, a grace inside of you that only comes out. We are the children of the Most High. What we carry only comes out under pressure. So sometimes when you make us go through pressure, it's not the end of us. It's the beginning of a new phase, a new discovery. Sometimes when the enemy makes us go through trials and trouble, and the enemy sits at the corner and he thinks that's the end of us, God
God uses that to bring something, a capacity. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, there has no temptation seized you, but that which is common to man. And God, in that temptation, he will provide a way of escape. So when you are going through shaking, it is because something inside of you is gaining expression. Something inside of you is about to manifest. It was in prison that Joseph got the dream of interpretation. He didn't get it in his father's house. He didn't get it when he was with his brothers. He got it when he was in prison. Some of us are in the prison of life. We are in the prison of relationship. We are in the marital prison. We are in academic prison. The prison of ministry. The prison of your job. Prison speaks of the time when you are restricted and you are limited. Prison speaks of a time when you have goals you can't achieve. Prison speaks of a time where you are quarantined. You are stunted and stranded on the spot. Prison speaks of a time where there are wishes you have but they never come through. When you go through such situations in life, it is because there is something inside of you that God wants to bring out. There is something inside of you that God wants to manifest. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The troubles of your life are not to consume you. They are to refine you. The challenges of your life are not to swallow you up. They are to polish you. Hear me, child of God. By reason of this divine training you're going through, your best is about to show up. I say your best is about to show up.
Take your seat. Self-discovery. Sometimes when people come against you for no just cause, it's a proof that you have outgrown them. When people come against you for no just cause, you know why God will make that happen? Because comfortable people don't move. So God has to seize your comfort. When you outgrow people, your language itches their ears. What you call a dream to them is a nightmare. Your utterance causes them confusion. When you outgrow people, for no just cause, they pick faults in all you do. You have outgrown them. It's a growth problem. You don't have a problem. The only issue you have is that you have grown. So don't allow their rejection become a conclusion on your capacity. When you outgrow people, they get uncomfortable with you. When you outgrow, listen to me. It was youth that threw out Jephthah. It was elders that brought him back. People don't know what they have when they don't celebrate you. They don't know what they miss when they don't celebrate you. It's a privilege. Your family should value you. It's a privilege that you come from that family. They are honored and they are favored. Because if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If only they had known, they would not have told him there is no room in the inn. If only they had known, they would not have thrown out all the keys that were born in the time of Moses. Am I speaking to somebody right now? The stone. Luke chapter 20 verse 17. Matthew chapter 12 verse 42. The stone that the builders rejected has become. Mark chapter 12, I think verse 10. The stone, the builders. You see, God has a bed. He maketh me. God has a table. He prepared. He can even flog you. Thy rod. The what? So God has everything. But there is one thing God doesn't have. Dustbin. He doesn't throw people away. God doesn't have a dumb start. God doesn't throw people away. There are people we've thrown away. We feel nothing good can come out of them. But God picks them and cleans them up and makes them spectacles in their generation. Oh, shaka. God picks them up. There are
that some of you looking at me now, you say, Pastor, you don't understand, my life is a mess. God wants a mess. God is looking for a mess. He wants to make a mess become a message. He wants to turn your life from a mess to a message. You say, man of God, my life is down and out. My back is on the floor. Your back is on the floor so that your eyes can be on the Lord. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from God who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer my feet to be moved. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. You are not a mess. You are a message. You are not down and out. God has a plan for your life. Am I communicating right now?
How dare you conclude on yourself? Your condition is not your conclusion. See, my life is a mess. Welcome! Check everyone who became outstanding in their generation. They gave him the mess and he gave them a message. Nehemiah was a bartender. Came as a mess. Give a message. Look at that lady. We call her Rahab. Now, Rahab was so notorious that she stayed at the edge of the city. But she became the deliverance for our family. Am I speaking here?
Yes,
you say, my life is a mess. God said, I only show mercy to those who are messed up. I only show mercy to those who are messed up. Am I communicating here?
Yes,
self-discovery. Self, there is something about you that you don't know now until you go through trials. Have you discovered every man who has been through phases in life ends up a motivational speaker? Troubles of life makes you a motivational speaker. Troubles of life makes you a motivational speaker. Check a man who has got a broken home. If he talks to you about marriage, that's the message from the mess. You know, most times when you sit down and understand how God works, I've studied my Bible many times. I've discovered if God, you see, God can lead you round, but he can't lead you wrong. Round. You keep going around Jericho 6 days. But it will not lead you wrong. The soldiers of that day were trained to fight, they were trained to shoot, not to shout. They were trying to shoot. God said, go round. They went round with their weapons. And God said, on the seventh day, shout. Shout? We can't shout. We are trying to shoot, not to shout. No, God said, there is a capacity inside of you that is more than the gun. That is more than the arms. Shout. Don't shoot. Shout. There is something inside of you. And if you know this, no matter the trials of life, now, how do you explain this? In James chapter 1, from verse 2 and verse 3, count it all joy. How can I fall into temptation? He says, you count it all joy. For the trial of your faith, worketh patience. Let patience have a perfect work in you, that you be entire, wanting nothing. Okay, so the troubles of life is to work on you. Work patience. And you never get patience when you're very comfortable. So God will allow certain challenges to come your way so he can bring out the best in you. I wish I was talking to somebody. Extreme comfort hinders speed. If you have a child and the child, you know, learns how to take steps, get ready, the child will fall. The child will fall. If you are so protective of the child will never walk. The child will fall, will stand again. Will fall. I remember when the first time my wife had a baby, after 3 months, I was asking, I said, the child is not walking. After 3 months, I said, this child is not walking. He said, are you okay? 3 months? I said, yeah. Okay. The fourth month I came, I was so eager. So one day she handed over the baby and gave to me, said, yeah, make the baby walk. She said, pray. You are a healing preacher. I pray. let the baby walk. I said, no, now, don't talk like that. The baby should walk now. 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. When it got to the eight to 9 months, the baby was trying to stand, and the baby fell. I ran! I held the child. I said, no, leave the child. That's how to start walking. It took another step, took a top. Most times I'll be around and I'm watching the baby. I said, oh, she's about to. No. In fact, don't walk. Just stay where you are. My wife said, now, do and travel. Please, travel. Come, travel, because you are causing problem here. I said, no, the baby is struggling. But that's what it takes. The best. It is the worst that reveals the best. Listen to me. In John chapter 2, the Bible says they had no wine. It didn't say they ran out of wine. They had no wine. Somebody stole the wine. Oh, since I can't stop this wedding, I will kidnap, cut short their happiness. No, they didn't run out of wine. Someone stole the wine. Now, listen to this. The Bible said Jesus came and gave them a miracle. He said, fill 6 water pots with water. And he spoke over them and they became wine. Now he said to them, draw out to the governor of the feast. And the governor tested it and endorsed it. And there was something he said. Every man setteth forth the good wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. The best is reserved for the worst. The best is reserved for the last. And I'm so excited. It was a governor that shared the testimony. And nobody confirmed it. If it had come from a layman, somebody else would need to test it to confirm it. But since the governor shared that testimony, nobody confirmed it. Just imagine when the president of a nation endorses your craft. Nobody can argue, because that's an authority that's speaking. Just imagine when the governor of a city, when the mayor endorses your craft, when somebody in the Senate endorses your craft, God is about to connect you to people that matter in the society, and they begin to endorse what you carry. There is something about your life that God is about to connect to men and women of importance. God is about to connect your life to men of importance. God is about to set your feet on the rock to stay. He's about to give you a surprise, because it's the glory and the lifter of your head. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Under the sound of my voice, you are not useless. There is a plan that God has got for you. You are not useless. Heaven has an agenda for your life. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift your hand, shout, I receive.
Shaladaba.
I'm not useless. In Jeremiah 29, you read verse 11, he says, I know the thought I think towards you, the thought of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. In Psalm 139, if you read verse 17, he says, how precious are thy thoughts towards me, O God. Great is the sum of them. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts. And my ways than your ways. Jephthah said, I took my life and I separated myself. The selected are always separated. The selected. You know, If you refuse to separate willingly, circumstances.
Troubles.
You know, sometimes. Okay. You have quite a number of friends. What have you achieved? What have you achieved? What have you gained from the long list of friends that you have? When you are everywhere, you are nowhere. When you move with the crowd, you miss the cloud. In life, only the selected are separated. When God wants to do a work in your life, if you study Acts chapter 13, if you read verse 2, it says, "Separate me, Paul, for the work." So if God has his hand on you, what will you do? In Proverbs 18, if you read verse 1, he said, "True desire, a man having separated himself, intermingled with all wisdom." True desire. So God, some of you, circumstances, the wind of life blew you to California. It wasn't willing. God separated you. And he kept you on the back side of the mountain. Your friends are in New York. Some are in New Jersey. But God kept you at the back side of this mountain, so that in the next couple of years they would hear. If you were with them in New York, maybe by now you'll be in the clubhouse. If you were with them in New York, maybe by now you would have been moving from party to party. So God separated you and took you downtown. Hey! So God, the selected are always separated. Okay, let me say this. If the hand of God is heavy on your life, the first sign of God's heavy hand on your life is confusion. Not Satan, God. Some people are frowning. So what's he talking about? God will first confuse you. As soon as David was anointed, confusion. He started moving from cave to cave. David was moving from cave to cave. Cave to cave. Cave to cave. That's what the anointing does. When it comes initially, what is it doing? It's looking for expression. It's looking for expression. The anointing of God is so heavy on your life, you go in and out of jobs. I'm not saying Satan, it's not an attack, it's God. Yes, yes, my sister, I understand. In and out of job, you lose this one, you gain this one, you lose that one. After a while, they fire you. Lord, what's going on? They hire you. After a while, they fire you. After a while, they hire you. After a while, it's the hand of God. It's the hand of God. In the process of being hired and fired, there are things you begin to learn. You begin to cast your mind on God and not your job. You need to cast your mind on him and look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He starts taking you through a process. He's building you up. He's building you up. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 14 says, "For yet we know we have no continuing city, but we seek that which is to come." God begins to teach you total dependence on God. A young man was anointed and God blessed him with a car. One of his pastors drove the car, had an accident, he lost the car. He came to me and said, "I lost my car." I said, "Welcome. Welcome to the club, man." I said, "Yeah, that's God." He said, "That's God. That's God." It will take you through a process. You will lose things. Listen to this. You will lose things. You lose people. You lose time. You don't want to hear this? So God will take you to a place where He will hide you. John the Baptist remained in the wilderness until the day of His showing forth. What is He doing? He's going to take you away from people that will make you too familiar with God. He will take you away from people that will make you look down on the training process. He will take you to a place where it appears you are not too relevant, but you are learning a lot of things. He will take you to a place where you will not be all by yourself, that all you've learned was not a teaching from a pastor. It was a teaching that life itself presented to you. And by the help of God, you learn. And those teachings, nobody can make you unlearn them. Because you learn them in your days of wilderness, in your time of pain, in your time of hardship, in your time where everybody turned their backs on you. When they called you names, they felt you were down and out. Hey. Where you once touched money, but you lost all. And you can't even account for what you did with the money. Yeah, that's God. Just take you through a process. It's only for those who have the hand of God on their life. Special! The selected are always separated. You try to be like others. You try to want to get involved. You do everything to push in. But God said, no. My hand is on you. You can't be there. Say, Moses, no matter how far you run, you are going to drop the flocks of Jethro one day. Dropped it on the backside of the mountain. He said, because there's a higher calling. There's an assignment that heaven has for your life. And God's going to take you through that process. If you are not ready for that, then you are not ready for Him. One time He asked a question. He said, let me show you about the house of Israel. Go to the potter's house. You have to go to the potter's house. He said, He likened the potter and the clay to God processing His own. Processing His own. Greatness is a school, but trials are your school fees. Tuition fee. You cannot rebuke God. You can't bind Him. When God said, I will shake the heaven, that's what He meant. You can't bind Him. You can't rebuke Him. His hand is upon your life, so it will shake you. You allow things happen to you. But they will happen. Because He's trying to refine you. A sister was in church and prophecies will come. You shall marry a great man. She will scream, amen. You shall marry a powerful man. Amen. She got to 30, got to 40. Prophecies will come. You shall marry a great man. Amen. 45. Great man. Amen. 50. She kept on loving the Lord. She married a great man. 55. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, God forbid, I reject it. I heard that. I reject it. I'm sure she must have said that too when she was younger. 60. A great man of God lost his wife. He has a ministry all over the world. In Africa, one of the first three ministries. All over the world. And he was praying after the wife died. He said, Lord, what are you showing me? The Lord took him to a revelation in London. Saw this lady. And she got married at 60. The whole world stood still. Everyone screamed and shouted. She became a mother to millions of people. Who would wait till 60?
Just imagine.
It gets to a point when she becomes too familiar with prophecy. When they are saying, I've been hearing this for about 30 years now.
His ways
are past finding out. There is no searching to his understanding. You can't understand him. You can't just follow him. You can't. He has no definition. The name God is not his name. The word God means an oath. It means a promise. Moses said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am that I am." That's not a name. In other words, anyhow you want me, that's how I show myself. I am that I am. In other words, I am multi-breasted. That's what the meaning of Jehovah, the multi-breasted one. He shows, if you are sick, I am a healer to you. If you are poor, I can bless you. If you are stranded, I can lift you up. If you feel lonely, Shama, I am present. I am that I am. In other words, God was saying, Moses, I am too massive, I can't even define myself. I am. Don't try to understand him. Follow him. Don't try. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. Then shall we know. Hosea 6 verse 3. When we follow on to know. Numbers 14, 24. He said, my servant Caleb, he had another spirit and had followed me fully. Matthew chapter 4 verse 9. He said to Peter, he said, follow me and I will make you. Said that to Simon and Andrew. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 9, Jesus was speaking, said to Matthew, it was a custom officer, rise up, follow me. Don't try to understand him. Just follow him. Do not try to understand God via his workings in the life of that brother or that sister. Because his workings in our lives are different. So, his work in the life of Reverend Kingsley is not the blueprint for my life. It can be the framework, but not the blueprint. It can be a framework that at some point, when you're almost done and out, it can lift you. But we can't go through the same thing year in, year out. So you must understand the difference between the blueprint and the framework. I'm speaking to someone who's going through a phase in his life, phase in our life, to tell you that the reason God separated you is because you are selected. Amen. From people, from places. The Lord told me, he said, if I love you, I would waste your time. And I said, Lord, why would you waste my time? He said, because it's actually not your time. It's my time. I said, I don't get it. He said, Psalm 31 verse 15, my times are in thy hand. It's his time. It's not your time. Ecclesiastes 3:11, it makes everything beautiful. It's not your time. So you allow time fly. Your friends would have forgotten about. You know, now everybody's looking up, they're just wondering. So their expectation is so massive. It seems she's close to a breakthrough. It seems she's close. God said, no. These vultures, with this attention on you, they would kill you when this thing comes up. So they'll wait and wait and wait and get frustrated and forget about you. Walk away and everyone shows up. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for somebody. You know you love God. You know this is not where your life should be. You're going through a phase. A phase in your life. In this first session, I want to pray. I want to pray that God, who took David through it all, took Joseph through it all, took Ruth through it all, that same God is able.
Amen.
I said, that same God is able.
Amen.
That same God is able.
Amen.
I came to introduce that side of God to you and let you know you are not useless.
that you are going through what you're going through, heaven has a plan. Heaven has a plan. God's choice is always the devil's target. Be upstanding, everybody. Be upstanding. We're going to take two prayers. Be upstanding. Oh, Radha Bashada Lamandia Brodusa Bradash. Oh, Tadamiglosa Priyarati Groshta Balabasi Krodosh. Timbala Suprelebo Tagalaya Suprita Gayantesh. Yente Kusko Palaradis Endurakaska. Yerebo Talabayante Lebo Shagalagalabas. Yililamantaga Soprakatas. Tebola Shakata. You are great, yes, you are. Holy One. You walked upon the seas, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, you reign in majesty. Mighty God. Everything written about you,
everything written about you is great.
You are great, yes you are.
You are great, yes you are. Holy One,
you walk upon the sea.
You walk upon the sea.
You raise the dead. You reign in majesty.
You reign in majesty.
Mighty God. Everything written about you,
everything written about you is great.
Demons tremble at your presence.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God will serve.
What a mighty God will serve.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything
written
about you is
great. Demons tremble at your presence.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God will say.
What a mighty God will say.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything, everything.
Everything
about
you is great.
Oh, you are great.
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 You are great. You are great.
Worship you today.
You are great.
Lift my voice and say,
you are great. Everything written about you.
Hey, you are great.
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 You are great. You are great.
Worship you today.
You are great.
I lift my voice and I say,
you are great.
Everything,
everything will be about you.
What a mighty God will say. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything, everything written about you is great.
In the name of Jesus, I'm hearing so much today. Kalarabasa. I want us to pray. I want us to pray a prayer. You know, the Bible says, who are you to strive with your maker? That's the problem we go through. Many of us are striving with God. God is taking you through a process. You are fighting Him. With your decisions and indecision, your reactions. You are fighting Him. That's the worst that can happen to a believer. You are fighting Him. You are making decisions of your own.
making up your own plans, your own agenda. You are fighting him. And I asked the Lord one time, I said, for every believer, what's the hardest thing? And I was expecting God to talk about righteousness. He didn't say anything like that. What's the hardest thing? You led Moses, you led Abraham, you led Enoch, you led everybody. What was that thing in man that you've seen in everyone that has walked with you? And you will see it in the life of the believers of today. And the Lord said, the greatest weakness they have is ability to surrender. It broke me. He said, they don't surrender. See, sometimes when I'm at work, they bind me. When I'm taking them through a process, they rebuke me. Help me, teach me to surrender. Lord, teach me to surrender. Teach me to yield myself to you. My will, my desires, my emotions, my plans, my idea, to surrender them to the Lord Jesus. Not my will, but thy be done. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Teach me.
Teach me.
To surrender.
To surrender.
Teach me.
Teach me.
To yield myself.
To yield myself.
To your plan.
To your plan.
And your purpose.
And your purpose.
For my life.
For my life.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer.
Ikoze pradu zika paledese. Monda di zati gapa likro zati gapa monza zeze kopa lito zede gebosa e koli prade zitu dasita e krupala sato di gapa lake I crossa pali gote de fashidi kapa la la da yara
tudu kapa iya kapa la gaba 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 gaba. Help me to surrender, Lord. Ekoloso paradasha, rikanda kada kada bragadasa, rakwasi pelegarade,
palata, izo pradalato se kupala, ekrudale kodi se begebosa, itosasa pradalato lekopate, irato se kukapa, proze kukapaleta. Father, help me to surrender. Help me to wait on you. In satire, party capate le bragadese. In lotto da lotto, bragadose da duze da desa. In crada da cabalata, el le donze de. In losato, el le tenete le desa. El lupra capa capalata, bradadate de getebosa. In colose, bradalata, e coso, bradalata.
Help me, Lord!
And this is my story. This is
my song.
Praise.
in my Savior. All that belongs. This is my soul.
Lift up your hands, everybody.
This is my soul.
Yabo shakata. Leke palala bala bala ba.
This is my soul.
God is perfecting his plan and purpose for your life. The Lord is telling me he's perfecting his plan and purpose for your life. And this is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior. The anointing of God is in this place. The Holy Ghost is here.
All
that it is. This is my story. The anointing is here.
This is my song.
Holy Spirit.
This is my Savior.
God is marking people. God is putting a mark, a seal on someone. He said, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body. God is marking people. God is putting a mark on you. God is putting a mark on people. There's a seal of grace and of glory. Look at that. Look at that. There's a seal. Lift those hands up. Lift it. Look at that. Apadash shaka. Apadash. Atagatagatagash. That's a seal. That's a seal. That with all you are going through, God is putting a seal for you to know his presence has not left you. A seal, a seal, a seal, a seal. Of grace and of glory, of pala makateka rapatayash. Lift your hands here after me, Lord Jesus. I receive.
I receive
uncommon grace.
Uncommon grace.
In the midst of these trials.
In the midst of these trials.
I receive.
I receive
divine seal.
Divine seal.
Divine peace.
Divine peace.
That's it. Atash. Atash. There are seven persons in this place. I see the mark of God. I see the hand of heaven. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I see the mark. Your going throughs will not consume you. Atabanashi Gadash. Atiti Bakusata. That's it. There's a glory. There's a glory that's radiating. Peace. 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 Wherever you are, I decree grace to surrender.
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
To surrender.
Amen.
May it rest on your life.
Amen.
You will not miss divine timing.
Amen.
Who is Joseph? Who is Joseph? Who is Joseph? Come. Alalabaka soto brahatesh. Then to bow. Someone has a child who has a problem with development.
Someone has a child who has a problem with development. I hear chi something. Chimer or something. Is it you?
There is no higher calling.
No.
And kneel before your throne.
I'm amazed.
I am amazed
at your glory.
I'm amazed
by your mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you.
Chimere. That's the child's name.
Yes.
Clap your hands for Jesus. This one, hear this, sir. Who is Chisom?
Chisom is my husband, and Chisom is my hot daughter.
No. Two Chisom.
Yes, Chisom.
Sir, what's your name?
Chisom Anthony.
Chisom, what's this child's name?
Chisom Michelle.
Let me pray. This child has a prophetic hand upon his life. The attack of the enemy on this child is because of God's plan for this child. And now when you look at your baby and you look at other children, sometimes you are ashamed. You are unhappy. Because you are saying the child is too slow. The development, the speech. When the child is talking, he's not talking with the age. Now listen to me. It's the plan of God. It's the plan of God. There's going to be a healing and a miracle. Lift the baby.
Than to bow
and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed.
Child is free.
At your glory and praise.
Make a miracle upon
by your mercy.
Be healed.
Lord,
it's free.
I live to worship you.
It's free. It's free.
Only.
Wait. Do we have someone here from Canada? Just you? No, not pastors. Somebody different from Canada, man. You're from Canada? Come, sir. Sir, the hand of the Almighty is upon you. The healing hand of the Almighty, that you begin to enjoy henceforth. Can I step down? Begin to enjoy henceforth the fruit of your labor. And are you together? Oh, okay. There is someone giving the family concern. A boy. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
He's hooked on some things. Very rude. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to set him free. Jesus. You're a good man. Very good man. This is wickedness that have taken over this boy's life. It's wickedness that have taken over his life. But Jesus is going to set him free. Yeah. Bro, can you just step this way? Ma, there is healing coming upon you. In the name of Jesus, rise up. No. Just rise. Rise up. Now, in Jesus' name, walk.
Blessed is your name. Holy, blessed Savior. You are worthy of my praise. There is none like you.
At the four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine.
Holy,
you are healed.
Worthy,
you are healed.
Beautiful you are, Jesus.
Papa, she's been using this for a year now. They came from San Diego.
Who had surgery.
You came from San Diego.
San Diego, right here.
I know. You said San Diego.
No. San Leandro.
I don't know the place, but it's the healer.
It's okay.
She's free.
You are worthy of my praise. There is no one like you. Out of four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine. Holy, worthy, beautiful. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are. Savior, you are. Healer, you are. Excellent in your way.
Excellent in your way.
Father, we honor you. Someone has been released from jail.
Amen.
Just wave your hands to the Lord. Clear the eye. Come here. Can I pray for you? The power of God that brought Peter out of prison is releasing someone from prison. Your brother, where's your brother?
He's dead now.
He's in jail. Come. You wait till tonight. If I see your face, I prophesy. I saw in the spirit realm, this is a frame up, but the heavens will set him free. You will return with testimony. Who knows anything like Madu? Who has a Mecca or something? Mother. Who was? Your husband. Is what? What's his name?
Emeka Madu.
Is your husband?
Yes.
Come. I want us to pray. God's hand is upon you, man. You've been through so much. Wait, I see a lonely life. Can I explain? I shouldn't say anything. He said, "Go on." You think I'm joking? Or you think I'm guessing? Kapalatase. Somebody, you think I'm guessing, right? Who is Choma?
My daughter.
Who is to follow? Follow, follow.
He follow.
The next after Chioma.
I'm seeing a distance. I'm seeing a gap. I'm seeing you and I'm seeing them. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing you and I'm seeing them. I'm seeing a gap. But God wants to bridge the gap. And the Lord said, I should tell you that between March and April, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. God wants to unite. He wants to surprise you. That what He will do 2020 in your life and the life of your family shall be a mystery. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Someone was diagnosed, you have a problem with your kidney. I see a kidney trouble. Someone has a problem with a kidney. There's a problem. Someone has, there's an infection that I see. If that's you, I want to pray for you. God is making you whole. I want to see. God is making you whole. Oh, la, la, ba, shata. Let her come, let her come.
Lift your hands, everybody. Everyone. There are four persons. The Lord just showed me four keys. I don't know what these keys, I don't know what these keys represent, but they will open some strange doors. Four keys. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands. Say, Jesus, I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. That's it. That's one. That's it. That's it. The key of favor. The key. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that at the back. Look at that. Look at that. That's two. Peck. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That's the key of blessing. The key of a 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 blessing. Shapakata. The struggles are over. Chiko tokapa. In Jesus' name. Right where you are, you want me to pray with you. You want to make peace with God. You want me to pray with you to make peace with God. I need to see your right hand in the air. You want to make peace. You know you're not totally proud of the life you're living or lived. And you want to say, Jesus, I need help. I just want to make peace with you. I want to make things right with you. Just raise your right hand up. I want to pray. Just pray for you. Say after me, Jesus, I come to you just as I am. Have mercy. Write my name in the book of life. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I am free. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter. Amen. It's a new season in your life. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Begin to wave your hands to the Lord. Look at that. Look at that. Is it the lady?
What's that?
An infection is gone. In Jesus' name.
Can I pray? Is that not what I said? I said something about the kidney. She's trying to explain.
Be free. What the doctor says is not final.
You have stroke. How long have you had stroke? June 12th, last year. Come. No, I want that hand. Father, we command stroke to disappear.
Make him whole. Jesus' name. Amen. Let him be free. Be made whole. Jesus' name.
In Christ I'm free indeed.
Jesus' name.
No chains are holding me.
In Jesus' name. We're going to be here in a couple of hours. Maybe they'll come make the announcement and we'll do this fast. I believe God that God is going to do some mind-blowing things in our midst. If we're starting this way, I believe God... Help her, please. Help her. Help her. I believe God is going to be mind-blowing. There will be healings. There will be miracles. And above all, there will be an encounter with God. In Jesus' name. Let's get an offering.
Shout glory!
Greater Works 2020 comes to Germany. Join me from everywhere, any part of Europe, Belgium, you live in Holland, anywhere in Paris. Make your way down to Germany as we converge in Munich for 2 days of mind-blowing manifestation. There will be the release of the prophetic. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak.
On the 14th and 15th January 2020, by 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. GMT plus 1, at Backstage Concert Arena, Rignish Strasse 6, 80639, Munich, Germany.
And above all, the sinners will be saved. Tell someone that Johnson Suleiman is coming to you. God bless you.